USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy to hear the news as the Dow has been up over 800 points at times during trading on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The Senate is in session, but many are wondering when the House will be. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has kept her chamber on, in his words, the longest-running spring break in history. He said this morning on the Senate floor that the Democratic-led House should be back in session as the country faces a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Over in the Democratic-led House of Representatives, the lights are off. The doors are locked. There's nobody home.
Deaths from COVID-19 could reach 200,000 in the United States by October. That's according to a new model that has been very influential in policymaking. The model, maintained by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, now is projecting just over 200,000 deaths by October 1st. Currently, there are just over 2.1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
When does writing a tell-all memoir become a national security threat? USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has a story.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton releasing his tell-all book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During that same roundtable discussion, President Trump turned to AG Bill Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
I don't know of any book that's been published so quickly. The thing that is front and center right now is trying to get them to complete the process, go through the process, and make the necessary deletions of classified information.
That book's set to be released next Tuesday. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.